from the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, showers, possible thunderstorms, a high near 48. Tonight, a chance of showers and a low down to about 34. Tomorrow, shower, or I should say mostly sunny and 54. And by Friday, rain again and a high near 57. Up to 43 degrees now. KQEN news time is 8:31.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we're going to talk about a program tied in with Phoenix School this morning, the Oregon Conservation Corps, and Ben Erickson from Phoenix. Let's start out with you. Tell us more about the program overall.
Okay, well, the Oregon Conservation...
Yeah, go ahead and get real close.
Okay. The Oregon Conservation Corps was established in 2021 in response to the fires of the summer of 2020. Senate Bill 762... funded the Oregon Conservation Corps, and our main purpose is to do fuels reduction work around the area, trying to fireproof Douglas County, if you will.
Well, and obviously a lot came out of after those fires, and kind of a shift and a lot of different emphasis to try to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Exactly. So we are working in established DFPA FireWise communities right now. Right now we're up on the Wild Iris neighborhood, and we're working our way down the hill trying to get some of that hazardous fuel out. And we're also currently hiring. We're looking for people age 16 to 26 to come join the Oregon Conservation Corps.
And how long have you been involved with all this?
I brought on in May full time to, you know, help with recruitment and get the ball rolling with this.
So how's it gone so far?
It's been going great. Good response from the community. There's a lot of work to be done, and we just need more bodies to help us do that work.
So what kind of timeline are we looking at? I mean, we're going into winter now. Does this continue during the winter?
Yes. This will continue until probably right before next fire season when, you know, the chainsaw restrictions and stuff come back into play.
And who did you bring with you this morning?
This is Tiana Oakes, and she is our Youth Employment Services Manager at Phoenix.
So, hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
You bet. So what's your role in all of this?
So I'm the program manager. Really, I do the dollars and cents, but I contribute to the program vision and making sure that we have happy clients. So we're really excited to get started this year.
So when you say clients, who are some of the folks you're working with?
We work with homeowners primarily, like Ben said, in those FireWise communities, but it's been really cool to see the individual human impact. We actually have a client that experiences disability, and so to know that we're providing them additional protection for work that they couldn't otherwise do themselves is really rewarding.
Well, and that's one thing to consider, because this kind of work is not something that everybody can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Ben, what do you need to know, or what should people know in terms of what it takes to get a young person involved and tied into this?
They could visit the Phoenix School website, and under employment, we have a link to the application and the job description and such. They could also contact us at the school, and we could steer them in the right direction.
So how many young people do you need?
Ultimately, man, we're going to be hiring up to like 15 more around the first of the year. And then there's even language in the grant about a third crew starting. So really, the sky's the limit with this right now.
And so these are full-time positions?
Yes, correct. 36 to 40 hours a week.
So basically Monday through Friday? Or?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
And what do you see in the kids that have been doing it? I say kids, that's probably not accurate, but in the people that have been doing it so far in terms of their reaction to that kind of work?
It's very rewarding work. You know, I keep telling them that the forest is their easel and the chainsaw is their paintbrush, and they're actually able to go in and thin stuff out and make it look a lot safer and a lot prettier, you know. Gaining lots of good skills in the process.
And I imagine for some of them, being in the outdoors like this is a kind of a new experience.
Yeah, for sure. And we're learning to bring our rain gear every day right now. And they're doing really good though. It's a really positive thing.
Now, how far out are you going from? I mean, you start in Roseburg, right? So how far out do you go?
Right now, like I said, we're up on Wild Iris. DFPA will kind of tell us where to go next. We're working in their already established FireWise communities. So we'll go anywhere in the county that they send us, basically.
So, Tiana, anything else you want to share about this?
Just that it's a really cool opportunity, and we hope to see some new faces out there and to see the reward both in the homeowners and the employees and youth that we already have is really phenomenal. So we hope to get more participants and have a great season.
So if people want to find out more, then information on the website too, right?
Yes, correct.
And they could also email us at futurereadiness@rosebergphoenix.com. We recruit through our Future Readiness program as well.
All right, very good. Ben, Tiana, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report.